All other factors being equal, taking off into a wind improves aircraft performance. It also reduces the length of the runway required to become airborne. The stronger the wind, the better the aircraft performs. Crosswinds, on the other hand, may make the aircraft difficult or impossible to control. The aircraft manufacturer determines the safe limit for taking off and landing with a crosswind and establishes a maximum crosswind component. The graph shown in Figure 37 is used to determine to what extent a wind of a given direction and speed is felt as a headwind or a crosswind. Here's a problem. The wind is reported to be 090 degrees at 30 knots. You plan on landing on runway 9. What is the headwind and crosswind components? Well, the wind is 090 at 30. You're landing on runway 9. What is the difference between the wind and the runway? It's 0 degrees. So the headwind component in that example would be 30 knots, and the crosswind component would be 0. If the wind is reported to be 115 degrees at 30 knots, and you plan to land on runway 9, now what are your headwind and crosswind components? Well, you determine the angular difference between the wind direction and the runway. 090 degree runway minus 115 degree wind is a 25 degree difference. Find the intersection of the 25 degree angle radial line and the 30 knot wind speed arc on the graph. From that intersection, move straight down to the bottom and read the crosswind component. And from that point, move horizontally to the left and read the headwind component. The crosswind component is 13 knots, and the headwind component equals 27 knots.